This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Northeast Colorado has already seen multiple tornadoes out on the eastern plains near Akron. Areas of Colorado Springs were also under tornado warning last hour. Parts of Logan, Washington, and Morgan counties are under tornado warning at this time. Severe weather continues to threaten the Front Range and eastern plains through tonight. Bob Klyla is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
The higher threat of tornadoes is basically Fort Collins north to the Wyoming border out towards, say, you know, Sterling area. But, I mean, we can't rule out some isolated tornadoes even further south, down into the Denver area, maybe out towards Akron, stuff like that.
Forecasters are also warning of the potential for hail more than 2 inches in diameter, and particularly in Boulder, where a severe thunderstorm is currently building. Colorado's economy continues to grow just more slowly than before. CPR's Megan Verley reports on the latest forecast from legislative economists.
The forecast predicts Colorado's economy will outpace the nation's for the rest of 2023, thanks in large part to a very tight labor market and relatively strong consumer demand. Legislative economist Emily Dorman.
On the whole, the economy is showing still positive growth, but slower growth than what we saw through most of 2022. Our forecast is anticipating that growth will continue to slow through the end of 2023, but then return to a more moderate pace of growth in 2024 and 2025.
Dorman does warn that inflation hasn't come down as quickly in Colorado as the rest of the country, in part because of persistently rising housing costs. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.